Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Today on the TMZ podcast.
Welcome to the TMZ podcast, Derek and Eric here.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. You know, today is going to be all about the Royals and the Royals. Royal drama and intrigue outside of the palace. Intrigue outside of the palace because all the intrigue is in California where Prince Harry and Meghan live, and it is still going on. Two big revelations I want to talk about. One has to do with the Nazi uniform Halloween costume that Prince Harry wore, I think it was 20 years ago?
2005.
2005, so I'm sorry.
18, getting close to 20 years.
18 years ago.
But it was a long time ago.
Very big deal. A very big deal at the time.
He was 20 at that time.
Yes, he is promoting this book called Spare because he's not the heir to the throne, he's the spare to the throne and so forth.
Yeah.
He has a new thought that he hasn't previously sort of explored about that whole incident, which was very embarrassing for the royal family. It was a huge scandal. He says Prince William, my brother, and his now wife, Kate Middleton, put me up to it. What do you think of that? So
why? Why is he dragging them into this at this point? So, 2005, he goes to a party. He's wearing this swastika Nazi
outfit.
Yeah,
it's emblazoned on the sleeve. It's very obvious.
And he apologized for it at the time. Like you said, it was a huge scandal. The picture wound up on the front page of all the papers.
He was 20 years old at the time.
And also, I don't think I ever realized, reading this, that it was a native and colonial-themed soiree.
I know. Already the soiree is
offensive.
So offensive.
Yeah. The Prince Harry's going to show up to this. Anyway, so he said it's the
different time, though, huh? 2005. You could throw a native and colonial, although
not really
because it was scandalous to see him in that uniform at the time. Anyway.
But so he obviously got dragged for that, and he was 20. He's like, this is the biggest mistake of my life. He apologized profusely. It was kind of behind him. Now he's
it was always
it
sort of like lurked around like the pool, like the naked pool photos. It's something that's out there about
people
bring
it up, but he obviously went on and lived his life. So now he's bringing it up again in this autobiography, and now saying that it was between the Nazi uniform and a pilot uniform.
Yes.
And he asked Harry and Kate which one you should go with, and they're like, "Oh, definitely the Nazi uniform." And he says they howled with laughter.
He used that term, howled.
Yeah.
He is really painting them as sort of disgusting individuals who are basically kind of not
pushed
bullying,
him
but cajoling him to sort of
make it
seem like that would be so cool. This is horrendous. It's just horrendous.
Why?
Look, he's 20 years old at the time. He's not a little kid. He is an adult, all right? He's a 20-year-old guy, and I believe the story, but I think it's unnecessary to now throw your brother and his sister into this narrative. You have to...
Yeah.
He took ownership of the issue in his 20s, and now in his late 30s, he's blaming his brother. And I just find that the reverse. Initially, if he said, "Oh, my brother made me do it," I would have understood a 20-year-old sort of trying to get out of a scandal.
But
he handled it responsibly and now irresponsibly.
Yeah,
it's very strange.
Or if he had said back then, even just like, "Oh, he thought it would be funny." Also,
sure.
Maybe knowing, "Oh, you little dumb, you're going to get in real trouble for this."
Right,
just to see if
he
would do it. But
it was like a mature handling of it back then.
Honestly, it feels to me like Harry's whole media campaign thing against his family is running out of steam. If this is what he's hitting this now, like, "Hey, remember that awful thing I did? Well, William knew about it."
Yeah, I agree. The grand project of maligning the royal family, and say what you will, the royal family has a lot of blemishes. And,
There's
a lot to malign. I mean, they are, it's a like a dirty enterprise in some ways. So the initial project of him leaving the royal family with Meghan and sort of having the Oprah interview and saying his piece about why this institution is gross and how they mistreated my wife, I was okay with. Whether I found them credible or not, I'll table, but that's okay to me. It's like you're allowed to sort of cast aspersions once, but to make it an all-consuming part of your life now is very strange.
There was obviously the very public falling out. He left the royal family.
Yes.
They did the Oprah interview. Like, wow, okay.
Cathartic.
Yeah.
Here you go.
Then they did the Netflix special. Now they're doing a book. Like,
it's enough. It's a lot, and I don't understand. I now think that the sympathies of the public will tend to move in the direction of the royal family just because this seems like overkill. Do you think that'll happen? I mean, even
I don't know if it'll go back to.
I
think a lot of people either, you know, we saw, like, especially like when Queen Elizabeth died, a lot of people do respect the crown and the royal family and what they represent.
Yes,
a lot of people think it's horrible and awful and pointless. I don't know if those opinions are necessarily going to change so much, but I think people in the middle, it's kind of, I don't know. It's not like I love the royal family, but it's like, Harry, let it go at a point. Like,
let it go at a point. And
his whole, it seems like to me, and I don't follow them that closely, but like his, since, you know, when he was growing up, his whole identity was being part of the royal family, and he had no say in that. He chose not to be part of that. And now he's still making his whole identity about how he's hurt by the royal family. Like,
yes,
who is he outside of his family?
Nothing. He's nothing. His identity is wrapped up in his family.
He's not establishing himself as anything other than, oh, that's my brother and my dad. And
correct. If you want to pull out of the institution and forge your own way and your own identity, you can't make your entire identity about lashing out against the institution that you left.
That's what he's doing.
But that seems to be what he's doing. It is why he's relevant. I think without this, he's, you know, he's not an actor. He's not going to sort of, you know, go out and have some sort of career that is entirely different. So this is all, it's perseverating. It's he's just sort of going over the same things over and over, and it's exhausting to watch. And it brings up the Nazi uniform, which is an embarrassing episode.
I mean, what's next? That William hit his clothes when he was in Vegas? Like, where does this go?
It's nuts. And now we are sort of so they've discussed so much in the Oprah interview and the Netflix sort of docuseries, that now what you're getting bubbling out of the memoir are these smaller incidents. And I want to point out that there's the second big story, which is this physical confrontation that he says he had with William. Remember, you have a brother, I believe?
I have an older brother.
You have an
older brother. I am the Harry in that situation.
Right. And there's physicality involved in sibling relationships.
Outs.
Yes. When you put it in a memoir, it sounds horrific, like it was a fight, but there's always a physicality. My kids fight all the time.
So this was in 2019.
Yes.
So this was not like they were children. This was 3-4 years ago. He says that William came over when they were in London and insulted Meghan, said that she was difficult and abrasive and rude.
Yes.
And that at a point it got physical. He says William grabbed him by the collar, ripped a broken necklace that he was wearing, and then pushed him down so hard he fell on a dog bowl and broke it, and it left marks on him.
Okay. He was physically injured.
Yeah.
There's a couple things going on here. I think to the extent this is true, Prince Harry claiming that William had these sort of, you know, unflattering and insulting words for Meghan, that does cross a line. I mean, look, when
that's
you're
the father,
in a relationship,
that's why you left the family.
Yes, exactly. My sister may have feelings that she has deep down inside about Mary, but she can't express them in that way. That's my Mary, and you're my sister, and you can't cross that line. There are certain red lines that are involved with your spouse, and I think this would be crossing them. So I can understand why it came to blows. Nevertheless, there's a certain, like, what Harry is doing is like airing not like these crazy dirty laundry, just kind of like how siblings sometimes fight and things cross the line. I don't put much sort of, I believe it, but I don't care. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I thought, like you said, I have an older brother. He's 5 years older. So I remember when I was 16 and he was 21, we weren't children.
Yeah.
We were young, but we weren't children. We had this knockdown drag out over absolutely nothing.
Just, yeah, sure.
You just fight. And I remember him like swinging and he had a watch on and like gashed my forehead.
Right.
And all I remember laughing at is he just like freezes and looks and goes, "Don't tell mom." And I'm like, well, she's going to see it.
Yes.
But
because there is still a very strong sibling
bond.
But I'm
not writing a book about it. Like,
yeah,
I don't.
It's like, that's what bothers me about this. It's, you know, he is intending the world to read this and maybe clutch their pearls and sort of think of Prince William, who is the heir apparent to the throne, behaving in such an uncouth manner.
And
but
maybe he did.
And he said on a radio show, there was another sort of thing that came out that, you know, when asked on a radio show, could you...
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Macy's, Adidas, and Walmart, and even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. So download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten. R-A-K-U-T-E-N.
Beat up Harry, just sort of like, I guess, sort of banter on the radio. Prince William said, of course, I'm bigger. And now everyone's like, look, he's a bully. It's meant to cast him in this light of a bully. He is bigger.
Ask my brother if he could beat me up. Of course he could. He's bigger.
That's right. And so it all amounts to, you're right, it's running out of steam is the problem. We're now getting into these things that aren't that meaningful. If the royal family treated her in a racist fashion and she had to leave, that's meaningful. You know, they shouldn't be a racist
institution. And that was apparently the catalyst for all of this, or at least a big part of it. Now it's just like,
what's left?
It's like Harry's identity is becoming victim of his family.
Yes.
And he's trying to, it seems like he's like finding ways, like, this happened. That was bad.
Like, right. He's sort of like looking through his diary entries, and we only have the like less interesting ones now, and he's still putting those in a book. I do, so when I say it's running out of steam, I do hope that because of the nature of these incidents feeling less momentous, I mean, and older, frankly, the Nazi uniform was something he had moved past, and now he's sort of putting a new spin on it by blaming them. I do think that there's no steam and the engine will just sort of die. I'm hopeful like that we won't have to deal with the constant onslaught of information. Maybe he just gets it all out. He purges it through these three vehicles, Oprah, Netflix, and his memoir, and we're done. And then
where
I want to see what's next.
Is he going to make a movie?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe.
The big question is the reconciliation. So there have been some reports of, Harry has
Harry
certainly
said.
Yeah, sorry. Harry has openly said, I would like to reconcile. He's got a hell of a way of showing that he's looking for reconciliation.
This
is not helpful. What do you think the older brother, so you're both stronger, but you're also maybe more mature and able to play the bigger person sort of, metaphorically. Do you think William at some point embraces him, has a sort of kingly gesture of beneficence to say, come back into the fold?
That's the thing, too. And, like calling the book Spare, it seems like there's very clearly, and I don't know how much Harry ever really wanted to be king, felt like a desire, but clearly there's, some issues that he was never going to have that.
Yes.
And
he's now fifth in line, by the way, because William has two sons as well.
So, but that's the thing. Harry can do all of this.
Yes.
William kind of can't because he will be the king of England.
That's right.
There's a certain level of decorum, I guess.
Gravitas, maturity that's expected.
Because that's the thing. This certainly all makes William and Kate look very bad.
Yes.
But we've only heard Harry and Meghan's side of it.
Yes.
And we will probably only ever hear Harry and Meghan's side of it because William
can't get into the mud.
Maybe he doesn't want to. Maybe he's like, that's my little brother and I still love him and I don't want to. I'm sad about it. Could be the case.
Yes.
Even if he's like, I'm tired of this little runt saying all these things about me, whatever.
Sure.
He can't.
He can't. He
can't do it.
He seems to really bear, heavy is the head that bears a crown. Yeah. He bears the weight of that responsibility and takes it more seriously. And it does seem like his little brother sort of lashing out and sort of exposing all the dirty laundry. I don't think William will ever get in the mud
directly. William seems to me more like, part of what was, so the thing about Queen Elizabeth was that she was, crowned first above everything else. She loved her family, but that the duty was her thing. It seems to me William has that same sense in a way even more than his father does.
I agree.
Because Charles always kind of wanted to just do his own thing. He always wanted Camilla. He married Diana because he had to, but he clearly didn't want to.
Yes.
And made no real secret of it.
Yes.
William seems
and has a little bit more of the like petulance of royals. You've seen him with the pen and so forth. William seems to really have that sort of calm demeanor that the queen had.
He has that responsibility of, I'm going to be the king of England.
Yes.
And what kind of king
and what
do
does
I
that
want
mean?
To be? Yeah. And Harry doesn't have any of that. He never has. He never will.
Yeah.
But don't you just kind of wish, though, that like William and Kate would do an interview? And just be like, well, they said this. This is what really happened. This is what Meghan did that Harry's not talking about.
Yeah, so let's have a full airing of the record. But they won't do it. They won't
do it.
I agree with you. I don't think Charles will do it either, because even though he has some of these qualities that are less sort of regal, let's call them, like less, sort of mature, I don't think he'll do it because I think he has a sense of the responsibility that he has. He's really sort of emerged into this role, and he's now the king, and we've seen with the pen, and who knows where it'll go. But he's not getting in the mud, really, on all of this either. He's actually said some fairly conciliatory things, like, of course I'd like to, he's my son.
Child.
He'll always be my son. He said those sort of things rather than how dare he or any of that stuff in the media. So they're not really adding gasoline to it. Why it feels like it's running out of steam is that there's no friction. It's just them unleashing,
it's just
telling
Harry
the public,
and that's
William
the thing,
not responding.
Probably the worst charges are that they were racist towards Meghan and towards Harry's children, and that is disgusting and awful.
Horrific.
But that's been, when did those allegations, 2 years ago? What, a year? Like, How long has it been since that happened?
And the way he released those allegations was, I thought, quite irresponsible. If you're going to go out and say someone was racist towards my child or made these racist comments about his skin color and so forth, you got to say who it is. You've now cast aspersions at a broad range of people who now all have to carry the burden of saying, it wasn't me.
Yeah.
Say who it is. If it's true, say who it is, so that the other people don't have to do that.
Remember, because a lot of people thought, oh, it's the queen.
That's right.
And Harry was quick to say, well, it wasn't my grandmother.
Yes.
So but he's like, wanted to spare her, but no one else.
No one else.
So then you think, well, was it everybody else?
They all have to sort of share that, like, responsibility that he's sort of put out there. I found that pretty unforgivable.
It was dragging down the entire family.
The whole family. And clearly, I believe there was a comment made. I mean,
oh, I believe
to
that
say
too.
That
I surely
as,
believe
it, as
yeah.
a lie would be really gross. So let's believe it. But then you just drag that person down. You've gone yeah. halfway there. Now you're making it worse by dragging other people into it who probably didn't say anything.
I guess it's the thing of all of it. I don't think the things Harry has said are completely unfounded. I believe a lot of the things he said. And a lot of it's horrible. But at this point now, it seems like he's just trying to hawk a book.
I agree. All right. I think we have exhausted. They've exhausted me. They yeah. sound like they've exhausted you.
Yes.
There's a lot going on with Jeremy Renner. He continues to improve. DeMar Hamlin is continuing to improve. Check the website for updates on those stories. But we had to just, like, give you the full royal download
yeah.
today. We'll see you guys tomorrow.